It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Noel Carmack. He is with the Gallery East on the campus of USU Eastern, and we've got another opening coming up, and this one sounds like it's going to be an interesting one because this is a traveling exhibit, and we don't get that very often. We're going to talk with him about the regular exhibits that we have as opposed to this one and what the differences are, and talk about what this one is going to be. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Noel, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate you taking out the time.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it.
So let's talk about this. We're kicking off the 2023 school year, the year of everything that's going on up there. And you've got the first one right out of the gate is a traveling exhibit. And now usually the other exhibits, you guys kind of do, you, I guess would the correct terminology be, you kind of curate it yourself and just get the artists together? Is that how that would work with them?
Yeah, I normally curate 6 to 7 exhibits a year. And occasionally we'll get these traveling exhibits that come in. They're actually curated by individuals through the Utah Arts and Museums division at the state of Utah. And so a lot of times, we're able to bring in some pieces from their collection, or an individual curator will curate something that they gather from artists around the state, and it travels throughout the state at various locations.
Okay. And as we said, this one, when you first came in, you said this one is really easy. It's a great one for just the first of the year because it's really already put together for you, isn't it?
It is. It's already put together. It's curated by Sherry Lyon, and it's called Utah Plain Air Artists, Expanding Horizons.
So I guess the question would be now, where she is the curator, does she come with the exhibit and kind of set it up?
No.
Or how does that all work?
Not usually. They usually just set up the artists that are represented in the exhibit, and then they provide a lot of information. A lot of times it's educational, because these traveling exhibits will go to schools. A lot of times they're elementary schools. And so the curator will usually provide a little bit of educational information along with the exhibit.
Okay. And as you said, this one is a plain air, and which was the name of it again?
That's right.
I'm sorry.
It's Utah Plain Air Artists, Expanding Horizons. And it features notable plain air artists that are Utah-based, but they're not necessarily paintings of locations in Utah. They're paintings of landscapes throughout the world, the places where these Utah artists have been and set up their plein air pushade boxes to paint various locations. So it's not just Utah landscapes, but it's beautiful landscapes from all around the world.
And once again, these are all Utah artists, though, Utah-based artists.
We've got several really notable artists in there. There's David Dibble, who's a rising artist in Utah, David Koch, Shanna Coons, Michelle Nixon, Tyler Swain. There's quite a few here.
And so, once again, this is going to start the 10th of January, run through the 27th, I believe?
Yes, that's right. It starts on the 10th of January, and it will run through the 27th.
And this is a great opportunity to get out and, just view some different landscapes through the eyes of Utah artists and see what they can put together and things like that. Now, and I know that you kind of you're an artist, you're a painter a little bit.
Right.
Is there one thing that you prefer to paint over anything else, or you just kind of, I just go with what inspires me kind of thing?
Well, that's an interesting question. I actually started out doing more figurative paintings and drawings than I have done landscapes or still life. But lately I've done more landscapes than I have figure pieces.
And do you think that one of the reasons of that, and I'm not saying that, that's exclusively what you do, is it because of where you live?
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to walk outside and find something that's, perfect, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. Ever since I've moved here, I've really been in awe of the local landscape. So I've tried to incorporate the landscape of the San Rafael Swell and other locations around the area. So that's been primarily my focus in the last 10, 15 years or so.
All right. But once again, this one here, it is plein air. It is a beautiful landscape from around the world painted by other artists and artists from the state of Utah. So, Noel, I'm going to let you run down the particulars one more time for us and before we get out of here.
Right. Okay. The title of it's Utah Plein Air Artists, Expanding Horizons, and it will run from January 10th through January 27th.
All right. And what are the hours up there at Gallery East? What are you guys' normal open hours?
The hours at Gallery East are from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, and we're closed on weekends and holidays.
All right. And if anybody has questions, I'm sure they can give you a call.
Yes, absolutely.
What's the best way to do that?
Call me at 435-613-5244.
All right. Noel Carmack with Gallery East on the campus of USU Eastern. Thank you so much for taking out the time and coming in and joining us today. Really appreciate it.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.